on FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
More than 30 school children have been brought to safety after getting trapped by the rising tide on a Kent beach. Nicola's got our report for the update.
Well, the teenagers and two adults got into difficulty between St Margaret's Bay and Dover Harbour at about 9 last night. They'd been visiting from London and got lost during a coastal walk. The group managed to contact police and used the torches on their mobile phones to alert rescuers. Ed Baker is from Dover Lifeboat Station.
Our lifeboats were patrolling straight out along the section of coastline that we were given. We also had the rescue helicopter out in search with their thermal imaging cameras, so that quickly helped locate the group.
You can see that footage from the helicopter at kentonline.co.uk. Three lifeboats and 40 volunteers were involved in the search and rescue. RNLI area commander Matt Pavitt tweeted a video message.
It's a large-scale operation. It's now 1 o'clock in the morning and we've probably got another 2 hours work to do before anybody of these volunteers here can go home. I'd just like to reiterate how lucky the group have been this evening. They are very lucky to be alive.
Rescuers say it sends a warning to other people planning to head to the coast this summer. Mark Finnis was coxswain of one of the lifeboats last night.
There's something in the order of 9 signs, warning signs, that they walked past before carrying out that activity last night. So please take heed of all the notices which are put there for your benefit.
The group were all said to be well after being checked by paramedics.
KMFM News.
Football fans travelling to Euro 2016 are being warned about the potential for a terror attack. The Foreign Office says stadiums, fan zones, transport hubs and other venues could represent targets for extremists. Commuters in West Kent have told KMFM their journey into work this morning has been a shambles after an engineering work closed part of the main line into London. Crews have been doing emergency repairs between Tunbridge and Tunbridge Wells after an engineering train damaged a crucial piece of rail equipment. Paul managed to get on one of the replacement buses.
Everybody's journeys were disrupted. We had to come into different stations into London. Pretty much everybody's late. And subsequently, you know, I've got friends that have been travelling up that haven't been able to get to London today, so they haven't been able to get to work.
Network Rail have apologised. Sports Direct boss Mike Ashley is facing questions from MPs about working conditions at the company. Earlier, he sent a letter to staff admitting some problems at its warehouse in Derbyshire.
KMFM News.
Time is running out for people who haven't yet registered to vote in the EU referendum. The deadline is at midnight tonight. There's been a surge in the number of people registering online over the last few weeks, with more than half of them under the age of 34. We've been speaking to people in Gravesend to see if they'll be voting.
To be honest, at the moment, I don't really know. I've not really looked into it too much, and I don't know if I will vote yet. It's all a bit too grown up for me.
I'm registered, but I don't know what I'm going to do yet either. So.
Do you think there's been enough information?
It's all scare tactics, both ways. So I don't really know what's best. Probably just staying in, probably be easier if you know what you're getting.
Will Smith will be one of the pallbearers at Muhammad Ali's funeral later this week. The actor, who starred in a film about the boxer's life, will help carry his coffin, along with former world heavyweight boxing champion Lennox Lewis. And the Met Office have extended their yellow be aware warning from 1 this afternoon until 6 tomorrow morning. They say some of the downpours could be torrential and there's a chance of localised flooding.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Football, and it's understood Ryan Bertrand will be fit for England's Euro 2016 opener against Russia on Saturday, even though he wasn't able to take a full part in training again this morning. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Jack.
Well, the former Gillingham youth player has an unspecified knock and trains separately from the squad at their base in Chantilly near Paris. Around 400 spectators, including local school children, watched the open part of this morning's session. Meantime, England striker Daniel Sturridge says having a young squad at Euro 2016 is a strength, not a weakness. Sturridge says there's a strong camaraderie among the players.
Genuinely good. Everyone gets on very well. There's no animosities or any bad vibes at all. Everyone's so happy. It's the best I've experienced. You know, even talking about playing at clubs as well. It's a strange feeling to be a part of something so special so far.
The former Chelsea doctor Ava Canero's employment tribunal continues later. The ex-Stamford Bridge employee is claiming constructive dismissal after a touchline argument with then-manager Jose Mourinho ended in her leaving the club. And in tennis, Johanna Konta says she dreamed as a child of being a world tennis number one, but has more modest targets now. Britain's top female player has broken into the world's top 20 and reached round two of the Nottingham Open yesterday. She's now 18th in the rankings.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.